This is Kinship Radio. I'm Ryan, and joining me today is Bonnie Sala. She's the president and CEO of Guidelines International Ministries. Bonnie, thank you for talking with us today. And I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about Guidelines.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ryan, for this opportunity. So Guidelines is a ministry that was actually founded 60 years ago. This year, we're celebrating our birthday. It was founded by my parents, and with the simple goal of sharing the claims of Christ, the truth of Scripture, through audio messages of hope. And my dad actually pioneered the first short-form program in Christian radio. It was a little program called Guidelines for Living. It wasn't a sermon. It wasn't a church service. There wasn't organ music. It was really directed towards the man or woman who would not enter the doors of the church. And God has just grown that little program to several other programs over the years. But the exciting thing that happened about 10 years ago, because we have incredible spiritual Christian resources here in the United States, the places that is not available are places where people are unreached by the gospel. You know, every one out of three people alive today still does not know Jesus. Places where people are unreached, places where people are new to faith, they're brand new believers, and they have no idea how to live out the Christian life, and places like Turkey that we're going to talk about today, where the few believers that are there are living under persecution. And so God began to bring partners, men and women, who had radio ministries all around the world that were trying to reach their own people in their heart language with hope in Jesus. And so our partners came to us. They asked to use our short devotionals. They translate them. They produce them in their own languages with their own music, and they share them on radio, on internet, on, you know, all the different technological platforms that we have today. And one of those partners is called Shema Media in Turkey. Turkey, of course, has so much historical value to us as Christians. This is the place where believers in Jesus were first called Christians, as a matter of fact, in the city of Antioch or Antakya, which we've been hearing a lot about in the last few days. So we've been working with Shema Media. They share our programs throughout Turkey. They have, I believe it's 8 or 9 stations across Turkey, trying to reach people in this Muslim world. It's a Muslim country, with hope in Jesus. And the amazing thing that we have found is that Muslims particularly are so spiritually seeking. They are interested. They know that they do not have the truth, and they long for the truth. They have heard of Jesus. They long to know who he is. So it's been a beautiful partnership. And when the earthquake happened, I think it was Monday morning, right? It seems like it's been a very long week. We were immediately in contact with our partners. Sonar Tufan is the CEO of Shema. He and his wife immediately gathered supplies. They live in the capital city of Ankara, took supplies down and tried to get into the earthquake zone with these supplies. Interestingly enough, God would have it, Shema was able to plant a radio station just about 6 months ago in the city of Antakya, or Antioch. This is their newest station that had just gone on air, broadcasting hope in Jesus. They were trying to reach the station. They were not able to do that. The roads are basically destroyed. It was and continues to be a situation of complete chaos. They had to sleep in their car. Sonar himself sent videos of, he just jumped right in and was, you know, desperately trying to help clear the rubble at the, you know, in the mass destruction. It really is breathtaking, the extent of the destruction. And of course, now we're at over 20,000 lives lost. They were finally able the next day to continue on to the city of Antakya, and 90 to 95% of that city is gone.
Wow.
It's absolutely gone. So a culture is gone. I was speaking with Senator this morning. He's saying not just in Antakya, but in the area of the quake, really just a generation is gone. You know, Antioch was a place that a lot of people visit. If they go on a tour in Turkey to see the sites of the early church, they're gone. They're gone.
Once again, we're speaking with Bonnie Sala. She's the president and CEO of Guidelines International Ministries about the situation that's happening with one of their affiliates in Turkey. And there's the station you were just mentioning in Antioch. Can you tell us what's happening with that station?
Yeah, so obviously the station is off the air. There is no electricity. There's no water. There's no internet. There's absolutely no type of services there. But they were able to ascertain that the tower is still standing. The station, you know, there's practically no buildings left in the city, but the building that their station offices were in is standing. Of course, they were not able to enter it, but their staff is safe. And so, you know, we are really praying that perhaps God is going to miraculously enable them to get that station back on air, because, you know, we know the power of radio, right? Mm-hmm. We're listening to the radio right now. We know that it's like a friend that comes alongside. And when you bring the love of Jesus, what a powerful comfort, what a transformational voice that would be. So that's really what we're praying for. In speaking with Soner and his team earlier this morning, they say that now the situation, you know, the rescue, search and rescue efforts, of course, are becoming less likely that they're going to find survivors. And the people that are there, there are many places that search and rescue has not even been able to reach. So you can imagine the people that have experienced this devastation and no one has come to help. The church in Turkey is very small, 0.2% of the population. The one good thing is that believers throughout Turkey largely know each other and they work well together. And right now the church is really praying for wisdom and how to make a coordinated effort to help. One church sent 4 vans down immediately after the quake with supplies. And when they reached the quake area, the vans were absolutely mobbed by people that were just desperate, you know, for food or water or, of course, clothing. It's very cold in Turkey right now. It is winter. And so the needs are just immense. So when we talk with our partner, the number one thing that they say, in fact, I'll read to you their request. The number one need really is for prayer and is for wisdom. Yes, there are many, many supplies that are needed, and their funds are definitely going to be needed. But prayer really and wisdom is what they're asking for. They say the most important thing is that we shouldn't rush into anything. Prayer is the biggest need, with funds being gathered the second need. Decisions need to be made in prayer, as there are so many areas that need attention. We need to know how we at Shema should move forward. And they're specifically asking today for just prayer for physical sustenance. People have now, you know, the shock, the grief, the fatigue is setting in, and they're asking us to pray with them for physical strength.
In addition to the prayer that I love the call to prayer that they're putting out, it's very clear, and I think our listeners will answer that. Where can they go if they do want to help out financially or in other ways?
Absolutely. So at Guidelines, we've established a page that shares the current needs, the prayer needs, the needs for funds, the physical needs for physical material support. And that website is guidelines.org/TurkeyAid. And we are updating that regularly.
Bonnie, I appreciate you being able to talk with us today. Is there anything else you'd want to share about this?
You know, I think it's really important to remember that God is in control, and God absolutely will work through this. The very day after the quake, our partners relayed a story to us. It was in the city that was the epicenter of the quake. I'm not going to try to pronounce it for you. And there was a believer living in the city, and all around him, the buildings collapsed. But his home did not collapse, and his neighbors ran to his house, and they said, "We know you are Christian. Your God has protected you. We want to stay in your house." So the prayer really is that more and more would come to the house of the Lord Jesus, and that they would come to know peace in him. You know, at the beginning of the year, we often in ministry, we ask God for a verse that will really, you know, speak to us and be our kind of our guide for the year. The verse that God gave to the ministry of Shema Media in Turkey was Isaiah 41:10. I'm sure you know it. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. How precious that God prepared the small church that is there in Turkey with the assurance of his presence and his strength and his help. So that's encouraging to all of us to see God meeting us where our need is.
Great word to end on there, Bonnie. Thank you so much again for speaking with us. Once again, we've been talking to Bonnie Sala from, she's the president of Guidelines International Ministries. More information about them is available at guidelines.org. And we will continue to watch the situation and be praying, Bonnie.
Thank you so much.